This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Better not quit my day job trying to play a song with wrenches. Oh yeah, the 9/16 inch wrench, box end, open end on one end, and then you take the... Oh, yeah, the 1 inch, inch and a quarter. Let's just step it up one more quarter inch. Inch and a quarter, and you tap those together, you get yourself a good band. I got the band back together. Hey, everybody, we got everybody back together here on Auto World for the second hour. It's good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Auto World Plaza right here in the greasy garage studio. Yeah, so, yeah, you know who takes care of the grease in this place is Know-It-All Jay, the loudmouth Jay the janitor. Yes, thank you, Jay, for cleaning the grease off the microphone, of course. And, of course, we always, just like NASCAR, as the Pinzo 400 is going on right now as I'm talking, NASCAR. You know, they talk about track temperatures. Well, here on Auto World, folks, I'm talking about microphone temperatures, and right now it looks like 105. Woo! What's the track temperature here at Auto World? Well, that's where my buns are sitting. It looks like 120. We are fired up and ready to go, being able to take your calls, of course, here on Auto World. That is what is Auto World? Well, Auto World, folks, is a... interactive, informative, and all things automotive. That's right. Your questions, your concerns all come in to me, and I do appreciate that. ASC, Certified Master Technician for 45-plus years. Of course, I wasn't ASC certified right at, you know, when I was 13 years old, when I bought my first car. But, you know, when you start early, I have been ASC certified, I believe, for at least 35 anyway, and that means look for the little blue star. It's got ASE. In that little star. Automotive Service Excellence is what it stands for, and that's what you want to look at these automotive repair shops, body shops, windshield shops, and yes, even parts stores. If you step behind the counter, you're not going to see it as a residential customer at the parts store going up to the front counter asking, hey, I need a Hoonadini for a Swingadini. Okay, those are mechanic jargon names. You don't even know what it's called. You don't need to know what it's called. In fact, the parts person behind the counter doesn't even know what it's called anymore. That's right. Because of the word computers. The computer, all they do, you bring that part in, and it's dripping oil or antifreeze or even brake fluid or gasoline or whatever. You say, I need one of these. Well, okay, fine. You might think you need one of these because you pulled it off your car. Did you have it diagnosed? Yeah, did the doctor take a look at it and say to you, hey, it looks like you'd need a, well, in this case, a water pump. Because the water pump weep hole is leaking. Okay, so you carried up to the parts store counter at the front there where we all go, residential folks as we are. I'm on the commercial side, so I'm going to give you a little Auto World tip. Now, if I get in trouble for this, it's my problem, not yours. But I want you to see... and this is your reason for going where I'm going to send you. You're going to tell them that you would like to see the ASE certifications that are on the wall. That's right. They're framed and they're proud of them. But you have to go to the commercial desk, where the commercial desk is around the corner in the back from the residential desk. No, they don't have an electric fence or an electric gate to shock you to get you not to get back there. So just walk back like you own the place and say hi. And they're like, uh-oh. See, they know pretty much all of their commercial faces. My face is my business card. If you want to see my business card, folks, just go ahead and go over to Facebook. It's Mark Evans. You'll see me there. Google me. Mark Evans Auto World. You'll see me. I'm not hiding. That's my business card, is my face. Well, you can add the silver microphone in there if you'd like, because I am sitting behind a silver microphone half my life, because I want to help you. So you go back to the commercial desk, and hi, how you folks doing? I'm just, look, you do have ASE certifications here, huh? and that person, male or female, doesn't matter. Yes, we do. And so they're certified in knowing what the part is called. And in fact, it goes on even deeper than that. Because when I call them and tell them that I'm doing setting the inclination up on my rear end, they know what I'm talking about. There's your auto world tip. Just go back in the commercial desk, act like you own the place. Say, hey, I'm just here to look at the Blue Star, the ASC certifications. Today here on Auto World, folks, good to have you along. It's always a pleasure. I just want to do a little shout out for Auto World to you. Some of you only get the first, second hour. Some of you only get the second hour. Some of you only get the third hour. I just want to let you know that each and every hour is different. That means we have fun, different emails, different trivia, like on this third hour, we're going to get to control the chaos in the corral. We're going into the garage on the third hour, and we're going to help you, of course, with your garage items. And, yes, there's some things there on the third hour, like a word with Mark that could help you in life, I hope. And on the third hour, too, where's the beef? So stay tuned for the third hour. But how do you get there? Here's how you do it. GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. And that's how you listen to the third hour. Now, let's get on with the second hour. Oh, hey, here we are. Now, the second hour there, first and foremost, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you. Interrupt me at any time, please. Oh, my gosh, my customer care expert who's filling in, holding the email bag for us here on the hour is, of course, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Stay there. Not yet. No, we don't need the email bag yet. Well, we're going to do your emails. I'm going to dive deep in that email bag for sure. But we're also going to be talking about what happened on this day in automotive history. Got glare. First, I want to ask you this. Are you fed up? Yes, you have been fed up, haven't you, with the gasoline prices? Well, what's happening across the pond in Ukraine? I pray for all of you over there. Definitely our whole family here does, our Auto World family, my personal family. It's chaos, and this gas price thing is causing our gas prices to go up. And again, back in 1922, we have a picture there on our Instagram page, Auto World Media. Facebook page Mark Evans and our Facebook page Auto World Radio. Back in 1922, the gas prices were only 22.9, and of course 2022, we're now up over $4 as I'm talking right now. The average price, that is, per gallon. But if you figure out a 15-gallon tank, folks, what would it cost today at $5.99, 0.9, to fill a 15-gallon tank? That, if I did the calculations right, it'd be $89.98 for one 15-gallon tank. And then back in 1922, it would run at 22.9 cents a gallon. It would be a whole dollar, $3.43. So, how do you like that liquid gas now, huh? I don't know. Like I said, it's going up as I'm talking. That is roughly 2,500% markup. And talk about inflation. Gas has really never gone down in my life. Never has. It really hasn't. And it just keeps going up. And maybe that has something to do with, it's all they've been talking about anymore here on Auto World. Seems like EVs. Well, with that said, let's go now, too. It's time. First and foremost, interrupt me with my email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number here, Axelrod Alex, is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh yeah, to take your phone call at 855-660-4261. What did happen on this day in automotive history? Well, folks, it was back in the day of 1929, a gentleman died. David Buick died back in 1929, yes. In 1869, David Buick, at the age of 15, dropped out of school. That's right, he was only 15 years old. He dropped out of school to take a job at a plumbing supply company to help support his family. When that business ran into financial trouble in 1882, Buick, that's David Buick, and a partner bought it out. Then they realized, once again, making it profitable was tough. In 1890s, Buick discovered a new interest, internal combustion engines. Buick sold his share of plumbing company, and the rest was history, folks. When we come back, I'm going to finish that, a little bit about David Buick at the age of 15. Take our first break, listen to that secret sauce from our sponsors, and I'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive. Keep my mind on my load. Keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at five. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
You gotta have fuel to drive. Boy, the prices have gone up. They keep going up. Welcome back to the America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. This is Auto World. We're talking about what happened on this day in automotive history. But before we do that, I want to go back and shout out to Carlson there. He emailed me on the first hour on the from Massachusetts there. Lawrence, Massachusetts, listening to us on 102.9 FM WNNW's. Doing his own brakes on the 2003 Benz, and we got run out of time there. I was telling him how to bleed his brakes to suck out the air and start the right rear, left rear's next, and then, of course, left front, and then the right front. And finished up here with him on email, but I want to let everybody know that we found the problem with why his brake pedal was a little bit spongy and soft. You can not only suck the brake, you know, if you don't have two people, you can do a brake bleed with two people, one in the behind the brake pedal, of course, a brake pedal pushing. Usually you got to pump three times real slow, and then the other person's out there at the bleeder screws to turn them counterclockwise to let the air out. So one thing, you do gravity bleed. Make sure the master cylinder is full of brake fluid. Make sure everything is all tight. Pump the brake pedal up at least 20, 25 times. And then relax. This is if you're by yourself. And then just go out and start the right rear again and crack the bleeder screw loose counterclockwise, and then just kind of walk away, have a drain pan underneath it, because brake fluid will start to drip out of it. But if you have a syringe, you can buy it at your parts store and put a vacuum hose out. You can suck the air right out of there with the syringe. But we found Carlson's problem, and on his 2003 Benz, he put new front brake calipers on it, right and left, of course, but he had them on the other way, and the key that I said, he pointed out to me that the bleeder screws do need to be heading north. We want them up, folks. We want them up, and that's how you tell if it's for the right or the left. And he had them reversed, so it will not bleed correctly if the bleeder screws are pointing south, down to Arizona. Hi, everybody. Scottsdale and Phoenix and Maricopa and Sun City down there in Arizona, down south. Good to have you along. Everybody down there in Florida, hello. Good to have you along. So now you know what happened. Of course, the gentleman, he was only 15 years old. He died here today, on this day, by the way. David Buick dies, and he bought that plumbing company back in the day. Well, he had other interests, of course. In 1890, Buick discovered a new interest, internal combustion engines. And Buick sold his share of the plumbing company and used his capital to start the Buick Auto, Vim, and Power Company in 1899. The company began production of engines for agricultural use back in 1899. He soon turned to automotive engine development, leading to a revolutionary overhead valve engine. David Buick, thank you. Appreciate that. His success led him to found the Buick Motor Company in 1903. Just 3 years later, though, folks, he accepted a severance package from Buick, leaving him with one share of the company he started. The president of Buick, William C. Durant, who would go on to found General Motors, purchased his share for $100,000 back in 1903. That's worth approximately $3.6 million today, adjusted, of course, that word inflation, roughly. Again, don't be sitting there with a calculator hitting the buttons. I'm just giving you a little bit of roughness there, $3.6 million. Following more than two decades of unsuccessful investments, Buick died with nearly no money to his name on this day, back in 1929. That's what we call what happened on this day in automotive history. Now, let's go to the email bag to the left. Over there. Oh, well, you're not going to give it to me now. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to ask for it. You know who's filling in with for Eddie, the engine emailer? He takes care of all your emails, folks. My customer care expert. Thank you. Who cares, Willie? He handed it to me finally. Thank you. I'm digging in deep. Let's get us an email. Probably I was crumpled up by the time I dig in there. Whoa. Some weeks I fall in deep. This week, not so much. I had to just get in there because I've been busy throughout the week taking care of your emails. Before we go to this emails, I'm looking at if I can read it on the air or not. If you do not want me to read your email on the air live, just say, no, please, no, thanks. Don't do it on the air, but please help me anyway. We have the question of the month out there, and we're going to, after the email, we're going to go to the question of the month and read to you. We've got Trey, one of our charter members. We're going to read. He's got great ideas here, so we're going to read his. But the question of the month for all of you to get involved here at Auto World, how to do that is with my email, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. The question of the month is, do you want all of those safety features in your car and truck? And a couple examples, of course, is the vibrating seat. When you get too close to someone in the left bun vibrates. The right bun, oh, it's a massage chair. Lazy boy? No, it's not a lazy boy, but it sure feels like it. How about all the beeping that's going on when you're parking and you're going too close? Do you like it? I mean, are you driving by wire? Electricity here? You just drive. How about the automatic lane departure centering? You know, the car automatically centers into the lane for you. How about the automatic braking? That's just some of the safety features that they call safety features. Do you want them? Yes or no? I want your opinions. Absolutely. We come back from the email. Let's help this. Oh, it's female in Salt Lake City. So let's do it. Email, good to be with you every week, Mark. My auto world is not so good right now. Uh-oh. Could you give me some ideas on my problemo? Absolutely. I have two big dogs with long legs, just wanting to know what vehicle you recommend for a dog car? Question mark. My dogs and I are listening to you on AM 1640 KBJA in Salt Lake City. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Let's do a shout-out for a great affiliate down in Salt Lake City. There's our shout-out horn. KBJA AM 1640 Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah. Good to have you along. And everyone in between, thank you. I appreciate it. It's only an hour show here. Well, this hour. I only have so much time. So anyway, thank you. I salute all of you. I salute our Auto World affiliate there in Salt Lake City. And this is thank you, Cindy. Cindy, again, it's good to be with you down in Salt Lake City. And no, that's not too big of a problemo. And thanks for sharing your long-legged dogs with us. What kind of dogs are they? Add that to your address, if you would, Cindy, for a great detail package I send you. Everybody gets a gift, period. Inside detailing and outside of your car detailing. Got some great gifts for you. And since I do know that you've got two dogs, and we're talking about dogs, let me know what kind of dogs. We'll share them with everybody. And, hey, by the way, what kind of car? What kind of car are you driving right now? A little two-door or something that your dogs are sitting on your legs while you're driving? Oh, we're going to take a little short break. We're going to come back and help Cindy. I do have a car for you, Cindy. Yes, I'll be able to deliver it to you through the radio mic. Well, with some audio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants a no-fly zone implemented over his country. He made that plea, among others, in a video call with some members of Congress on Saturday. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was on that call. The Democrat on NBC's Meet the Press says it was surreal.
To have a person there on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday of congestive heart failure at age 88. He was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dougie the drummer, he knows how to play those drums here at Auto World. Auto World, does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time, the official ASC-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome, plated, pearl-painted, oh yeah, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show. Good to have you along each and every week. This is what we do. Have fun. Informative. Interactive. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Every once in a while, we'll get down the hall here in the Auto World Plaza and get into the, different. Look at all the studios. I don't get into all of them, but boy, that one Easter Bunny studio, that's going to be fun. Big long ears in there. I see them through, looking through the window. Good to have you along. Absolutely. We've got that question of the week out there, and we're going to shoot out that, and we're going to help Cindy here in Salt Lake City. The question of the week is, folks, this is question of the month, excuse me, all month long. Do you want all those safety features in your car and truck? Here's how to get a hold of me. All month long. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. One word. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. You can get me right now through emails, and we're going to be sharing some emails with you live here pretty soon. And also the, oh yeah, Axelrod Alex, executive producer of the show, 855-660-4261. He'll take your call. Cindy's emailing us out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Good to be along with Cindy. She wants to know, her problemo, folks, is she's got two big dogs, she says, with not too long legs. I think there's four legs on a dog. Long legs, she says, just wanting to know what vehicle I would recommend for a dog car. Well, first and foremost, thank you, Cindy, on the break you sent me your through email, again, your address and all, and St. Bernard's, huh? Oh, boy, those are big. Yes, and she's got a two-door, she says. Oh, my God, I see why you need another car. One car only. It makes it simple, Cindy. First and foremost, I've got yourself. I got a detail gift I want to talk about real quick first. It's Dog Odor Eliminator. Dog Odor Eliminator by Meguiar's. That's going to be in your gift bag, Cindy. That's just one of the gifts. But for your St. Bernards, I want you to go get yourself a four-door SUV, and it's called a Chevy Trailblazer. Yep. The price is right on them. In fact, here in Boise, Idaho, I was just driving by a lot here not too long ago, a couple days ago, and they were hitting, I think it was an 07, it was hitting right at $7,500. And, of course, as we all know, the prices of used cars have skyrocketed, but that kind of gives you an idea. So they're going to be right around from $5,500 all the way up to $7,500 for the Chevy Trailblazer, and they're a SUV, four-wheel drive, or a two-wheel drive. And, again, I'm going to be sharing with everyone, again, some fuel-saving tips. And here's one of them, Cindy, we'll say right now, because of what's happening to our gas prices. If you get a Chevy Trailblazer or any kind of brand, but I'd recommend for you to get a four-door SUV. I know Salt Lake City, you probably maybe be snowboarding or skiing, and you guys down in Salt Lake City area, you've got rain and sleet and snow. You've got four seasons. Maybe winter's one of the longest seasons you have. You might need a four-wheel drive. And it's got plenty of room. You can throw the dogs in the very, very back with lift gate, and the back glass lifts up separately from the gate, and or in the back seat. You know, definitely. And head over to wheeledplanet.com. And Ken's got over there at that website, he's got a dog apparatus that will literally go over those back that back seat for you. And they can have dog hair everywhere, and it won't hurt your back leather seat or your cloth seat. But anyway, get a four-door SUV, and here's a gas-saving, fuel-saving tip, is that you don't want really an all-wheel drive, AWD, because you got that engine, that transmission, and the transfer case is actually making and touching and putting stress on the front tires and back tires at all time. With a Trailblazer, for example, it has a turnstile switch. It goes two-wheel drive when you only want the rear wheels to work, which, yes, you do on dry roads because you don't need the four-wheel drive. You don't need to drag that front suspension and get those front tires turning and dragging and burning up more fuel when it's dry roads. So you can only have two-wheel drive running, and then when you do need four-wheel drive, you just turn the turnstile switch to four-wheel drive, and you're rocking and rolling with four-wheel drive. And that burns up more fuel, by the way. So that's a fuel-saving tip, folks. If you do have a vehicle that's an all-wheel drive, you do know that you're only getting 12 and 14 miles to the gallon, maybe. If you get a four-wheel drive that you can, you know, turn the four-wheel drive off when you don't need it, your fuel will go up. So there you go. Cindy, appreciate it. Thanks for bringing your dogs into the picture here on Auto World. That's what it's all about. As I've always said, if anybody's got a neighbor that the dogs are barking all night long and you're tired of it, Cindy, watch out, because I keep telling everybody to just go out there and start their... Well, first you got to cut the muffler off and get your car nice and loud. It has to be louder than the dogs barking, doesn't it, Cindy? Yes, it does. And then just rev up your car at midnight, and that'll wake everybody up. Everybody will be happy then. That's how you do it, folks. The email address. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. Out of Salt Lake City. Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. Listening to us on one of our great Auto World affiliates, KBJA AM 1640. Ogden and Provo and Sandy and Salt Lake City. Good to have you folks along. Email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you get me at all times. Now, with that said, we've got a little trivia, and then we're going to go. I've got a fresh email coming, just came in. But first, a little bit of trivia, and that trivia is all about your sunroof. Do you have a sunroof or a moonroof? Well, back in 1969, folks, 1969, Cadillac introduced the very first electric sunroof. Back then, they called it a sunroof. Today, I think they call it a moonroof. Okay, let's get to... We've got a great email here from one of our charter members, Trey, down in Southern Illinois, listening to us. Appreciate it, Trey. Great. And this is about the question of the month. And that question, again, folks, get involved. Get involved here in Auto World. Do you want all of those safety features in your car or truck? Trey says, Mark, here is my guess on safety features for the future. I think it'll be where the car makers will make any above average features on a automobile as a subscription service. Uh-oh. I don't know. You're right, Trey. That might be some money. And you will pay a monthly fee for that service. A subscription service. It'll be available on every car made through and over the air update, like a menu list. You could pay monthly or yearly, depending on the service, Trey says. Reason being, this will be a huge revenue maker for the auto industry, and they won't have to give the dealers a cut of that revenue. It will go directly to the manufacturer every month or year until you decide you don't want that feature anymore. They see Tesla doing that now, and they want a piece of cash revenue right now. It could add up to millions and millions of dollars per year. Just my thoughts. Trey says, love the show. Thank you, Trey, and your friendship. Thank you, Trey. I appreciate it. And you're my friend and always have been and always will be. Appreciate it, Trey. And absolutely, that's what it's all about. We're interactive here, and your thoughts, your questions, give me what you might think, like Trey just did out of Southern Illinois. What could happen to your safety features? Good or bad, huh? Boy, let's do this now. Now, I've been in touch with a gentleman here this last week through email, and I wanted to, let me pull it up here, I wanted to share this with you from Phil. Now, he's listening down in Corpus Christi, and Phil sent me an email earlier in the week, and I wanted to kind of highlight this because, Phil, you actually started a little bit of a wake-up call to me because we went back into some of our emails here at Auto World, and we come back from the short break. I want to share Phil's email about getting out of a car, folks, getting out of a car. And a lot of you have actually emailed us here in Auto World, and I've never really talked about it, so I'm going to use Phil. I'm using your email, man, and we're going to, my friend, and we're going to help the people with how to get out of their car. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As long as you put gas in it, make sure you plug it in, and make sure you got riding gloves, driving gloves on. I've got my driving gloves on, right and left hand. That's what it's all about here. I'm driving the Auto World automobile today. 10 and 2 is what we were all taught. Welcome back. I'm your host. You're listening to Mark Evans right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, and you're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along. Absolutely. Now, Phil, he emailed us out of Corpus Christi, Texas. And as you folks noticed, I want to just make sure that you all understand this. I just mentioned first names only. I do not ever give out any addresses and or phone numbers. And I will never ask for your Visa and MasterCard number unless, well, you can give it to me if you'd like. But I won't use it. I'll send it right back to you. And so with that said, it's all security. That's what it's all about. So Phil, let's get back to his email. I helped him here this last week get out of his vehicle. And I want to do a shout-out first and foremost. He's listening to us down in Corpus Christi, Texas. And this is shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate down there, K-E-Y-S-A-M 1440. There's our shout-out horn, K-E-Y-S-A-M 1440. And also, I want to say hello to KEYS FM 98.7. Thanks for taking Auto World. Portland, Mathis, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas, and everyone in between. Love that water. I've got to get back down there and do some snorkeling. You folks have got some beautiful water. Love the blue, the aqua color. Thanks, Phil, for taking us down to Corpus Christi, Texas. Now, his email, folks. Listen up. I know some of you got that glove box tool that breaks windows if you're in your car and you need to get out. Hey, that is a great tool. It's a little short thing. It's got a little hammer on it. You tink, and it breaks the safety glass so you can get out. I do recommend that, but no, this is a different way of getting out. Phil says, "Hi, Mark. Love the show. Thank you again, Phil. My 1996 Bronco driver's side door won't open from the inside. Any ideas? Question mark. Looking on the internet, but only got conflicted results. One states there are rods inside, and others state a cable's inside. Would like to know before I tear the door apart. Thanks, Phil." And then we went on, and with that said, I want to share with everyone. Okay, first and foremost, like I told Phil, a 96, Ford Bronco's a cable. So when you're pulling up on the driver's door, folks, I know you've had some handles break. All of us had. A lot of the handles in your cars today and your trucks are plastic. And so the pod, the inside handle is a pod. Chevrolet trucks, I think, yeah, from 1989 all the way up till today. It's a plastic handle with a pod. It's all, the handle's a part of the plastic mounting part that mounts onto the sheet metal that's inside behind the door panel. Like Phil says, I'd like to know what I've got before I go in there. So I was his eyeballs. So now with the Ford Bronco, so what happens with your plastic handle and your module, your handle, driver's door handle, plastic pod module? It just breaks. It goes snap, and it doesn't work anymore, and you got to take the door panel off, folks, and you pull the Chevrolets, you just push them. They're riveted on, by the way. You drill out the rivet. Most of the time, the rivet's broken, causing the door handle module to move and slop back and forth, causing it not to move the rod and or let the cable work correctly. That's all there is to it. You just got to, you know, pop off the Christmas tree. Yes, the door panels are put together with these little plastic Christmas tree buttons. They're designed to break when you pull the door panel off. So when you, uh-oh, I can't get it off. Just grab the thing and pull it off. You'll break the Christmas trees. They're designed to break. Call the dealer. Get on Amazon.com. Whatever. Get on the internet. Just buy some more. Here's $3. Thanks for all the Christmas trees. Little plastic pods. Okay, so with Phil's case, the Broncos only have one bolt holding the door module on. And so that one bolt, it basically bolts onto this little bitty part of sheet metal that's in the door, and you keep pulling up on the 96 Ford Bronco, the Ford Bronco handles, and you basically, finally, the PIM nut, P-E-M, PIM nut, that the manufacturer put in there on the other side, is designed not to turn, not to, you know, it's spot welded, let's call it. You pull up, you finally break it, and the nut falls through the big old hole anymore, and the door handle just comes completely, you know, it's looser than a goose, and it won't pull the cable anymore, and you can't get out. So in Phil's case, what I do, and he gave me a great idea, I make these plates, and, well, I do a plate, one in Bronco at a time, as I mentioned to Phil, but he says, you need to just make them. How much are they? Well, there's another idea. Put the plate on, you put two bolts through there, you put a two-bolt system through that, and you put the plate on, or you just put, like I told Phil, you know, I don't have a plate that I can, you know, I don't have a tin plate to make and then send it to you. Just get a big flat washer with another bolt, and that way that door handle will be fastened on there, and don't forget to put a lock washer on there. That's how we got Phil fixed. That way you can pull the lever up, and you can get in and out of your car. Thanks, Phil. Again, for Corpus Christi, Texas, that's how we get out of our car. Unless, again, it's a good idea to put that in the glove box, too. Is to get, you know, one of those little hammers. And another thing you might want to put in your glove box here, if I can get it to work, is a air compressor. You know, those handheld air compressor guns, like this one. When you have low tires, it's a little portable. Okay, that's enough noise. That's a little portable air gun. Small. It's cordless. It's electric. Yes, electric, like the EV cars, you know, electric. We're talking electric. That's what it's all about. Well, now, here on Auto World, an all-new car for each and every one of you. All-new, all-electric Jeep. You like the Jeeps? Yep, Jeep. They're going to do it. Stellantis. Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chrysler. That's who sells those brands. They're investing $30 million, folks, in the next 5 years in EVs. And they're going to bring to us an all-electric Jeep by 2023. So for you folks that's been looking at those Wranglers, four-door Wranglers, two-door Wranglers, the Rubicons and all, the little Liberties, you might just hold off if you're thinking of maybe about having an electric Jeep. Stellantis. Oh, by the way, they also have a plant in Russia this last year which profited $22 million over there in Russia. I heard word that they shut it down, though, through all of this that's been going on, and which is pretty good. I'm sure it helps all of us, of course. Here's some news that just came in, too, from Delivering David. He didn't even knock on the studio door, but that's okay. We've got Delivering David, and he is out there in his Datsun B210. With a turbocharger on it, now Datsun B210, that thing's hot. Steven Spielberg is developing a new movie, Bullet. Yep, he's going to do a new show. You know, you folks, are you familiar with the show Bullet? Well, Steven Spielberg's going to do another one. Of course, that was one of the remake of the classic 1968 film rather than a new take on Frank Bullitt. That's, by the way, that's his name, Frank Bullitt. In the original film, Bullitt, Steve McQueen, Frank Bullitt, he played Frank Bullitt, is one of the San Francisco's finest, hunting down a mob boss who killed a witness under his protection. On the top of the story, Bullitt is also known for having one of the greatest car chases sequences captured on film today. Steven Spielberg is set to direct a film about that character, Frank Bullitt. And in fact, rumors have it at this point that we really don't know. They don't know who's going to be playing the actor that Steve McQueen did. The Chad McQueen is Steve McQueen's son, and I actually, here in the Greasy Garage Studio, I have a picture of Chad and I at the Meadowbrook Concours d'Elegance, and I was standing next to one of their cars, and they have quite a few cars, and he shares them at the Concours d'Elegance. Thanks, Chad, for doing that. Appreciate it. Well, it looks like the garage door is coming down on this hour. I want to thank, there's a lot of people that helped me put this show on. When we come back, now remember, the third hour, folks, you can get us right here at GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Thanks for joining me, and thanks to my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie, who's sitting in for Engine, Eddie the Engine Emailer. We'll see you next hour, GCNLive.com. I'm Mark
now
Evans.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Go out there. I'm nationwide.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.